And all these milk cows, these dairy cows, were laying down the road, and he come along, you know, and he ooga ooga on that old horn. And all the cattle began to, milk cows began to get up and move. We were standing out in the yard watching. And he got up to Charlie, and he blowed that horn two or three times, and old Charlie just looked around at him. We kept watching, waiting. Boy, the first thing you know, that old bull got up and he hooked them horns into the front of that grill. He tore them headlights and the grill out, punctured the hole in the radiator, and they just steamed, you know. And just, well, that old man and his wife was both just frightened to death, you know. And of course, ready to run hot, you know, I mean, all the water run out of it. He just tore the headlights up. And these two old people were just froze sitting in that car. Well, old Charlie was just walking around after, every time he'd think about it, he'd run back and give it another lick, you know. He'd get out there and paw in that dirt. First thing you know, me and my brothers went in and got the shotgun, and we got the old truck we had, and we take off down there, and they was a hollering, and you know, they used to participate in the roundups, you know, with the cattle. So they commenced to beat on top of the cab, you know, the truck. They were standing up in the back, I was driving. They beat on the top and hollered, and the milk cow started moving off, you know. And Charlie eventually followed the cows, you know. And we got a rope and put on the old man's car and towed him home. And of course, the guy that owned the cattle, you know, he fixed his car up and all. But them old people were, they wouldn't even get out of their car, they were so scared, you know.
What'd you call the ones you used to drive carts with, the types of cattle you used to drive carts with?
Ox.
Okay. What about maybe you had two oxen, you say?
Team.
Call them a team?
Team.
Okay. And what about a couple of mules, maybe?
Well, either pair of mules or you used, in other words, you pair of mules off, you know, same pudding power and so on and so forth.
Okay. Now, a little one, and when it's first born, you call that a little cow, you call that a
heifer, a calf.
Calf, okay. The female, yeah.
Heifer.
And the male is
the bull.
All right. Now, what'd you say when, you know, you say Daisy's gonna, was expecting a calf, you'd say Daisy's gonna?
Well, you'd say she's fixing to drop a calf.
Fixing to drop a calf?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're here, nearing, I say, come freshen or?
Well, in other words, when you talk in terms of the milk cows, you know what I mean, coming in fresh. Because like I said, the milk wasn't, you know, right at the time of the birth of the calf, you know, milk.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It wasn't good to drink.
Yeah. What'd you call the male horse?
Male horse was a stud mare, and a female was a mare.
Yeah.
And the male was a stud.
Have any other names for them the women would use? Or men would say?